UX questions. Your user experience questions answered in 3 minutes or less.
John from Media, Pennsylvania says, I see Figma frames named final, but we're still making changes. Shouldn't final mean final? The question here, I think, is how should I name my design files? I love that question. Thanks for asking, John. This is UX question number 43, and I'm Ben Judy. How should I name my design files? Well, who among us hasn't named a file something like Landing Revision 6 Final V4? Users aren't going to see that file name, so it has no impact on the user experience. This is an issue of good semantics for collaboration. It's important to label your design artifacts in a way that makes sense to your coworkers, especially when making many revisions. Software developers figured this out a long time ago. For example, if you go to semver.org, you'll see a specification for semantic versioning. Any team can decide to adopt this as a team norm for numbering incremental software releases, and problem solved. I'm unaware of any equivalent specification for design assets. I don't think there's a customerjourneyver.org or a figmalayername.org. I'll just tell you what makes sense to me, as I've tried just about everything since naming my first Photoshop files back in the mid-1990s. The file naming scheme that makes the most sense to me is to use the project name and then add a date timestamp. So let's say your project is named Product Details. So you would name your file something like Product Details 2023_05_29 to indicate the date that the file was created, May 29th, 2023. Now, every time you make a new version of this file, you change the date. If you're making multiple revisions daily, you just add a timestamp. So Product Details 2023-05-29-1330 for 1:30 p.m. Should you use spaces or underscores or hyphens? I don't care, but you might want to establish a team agreement on those details. It's not an elegant way to name files, but it is machine readable and sortable. And if you can't find a file with a more recent date timestamp in the file name, then you can assume this is the most recent version of the design. That's a whole lot better than Final V4, which ignores the reality that you usually can't predict when your design work will be finished. Let's stop saying final in our file names. There's no good reason to do it. I'd love to hear how you name your design files. You can tell me why my way is crazy. Sound off in the comments on YouTube or find UX questions on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram and share your thoughts. Keep asking your questions about UX. Next time I'll answer the question, what's the difference between product design and UX design? Hey, it's Ben Judy. Thanks for listening to another episode of UX Questions. Be sure to check out the website at uxquestions.com. That's where you can ask your question, and I'll put it in the queue to answer in a future episode. There's lots of good stuff at uxquestions.com. You'll find full text transcripts for each episode, along with links to the latest YouTube videos and audio podcasts. There's info about sponsorship opportunities and how to get your personal message inserted into an upcoming episode. There's a news page where I keep you updated on exciting developments in the works for UX Questions community and upcoming episodes. If you found me on YouTube or Instagram or in your podcast player, but you haven't yet been to the website, visit uxquestions.com and keep asking your questions about UX.